Grace to you and peace through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Finally, the dawn had come. They had been waiting. Waiting through a never-ending night and day and night of grief. Waiting for the first glimmer of light on the third day that signaled the time for action. They were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and other women unnamed by the gospel writer. These women had traveled with Jesus as disciples. They had left their lives and risked everything. They had followed Jesus to the end, all the way to the cross. That morning, they each carried a heavy burden. They were carrying the spices to prepare Jesus' body for a proper burial. They carried their grief with them as well, heavy and deep, the heart-rending loss of their beloved friend and teacher, the loss of dreams that following Jesus had awakened in them, possibilities that as women they had never before dared to imagine. All of this they carried that morning to the tomb, prepared again for death, prepared to see his body. What they found instead was an empty tomb and an incredible message of joy. Luke tells us that two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. These angels, messengers from God, proclaimed the joyful news of resurrection to the women. Those women had no power or status. They were invisible to the powerful because of their gender and their refusal to follow the proper social norms for Jewish women by following Jesus. And in that culture, a woman could not even be called as a witness in a court of law. A woman's testimony was not admissible as evidence. And yet it was the women who first heard the incredible message, "He is not here. He has risen." Luke tells us that when these faithful followers carry this incredible message of joy back to the disciples, no one believes them. And when later that day Jesus appears to some followers on the road to Emmaus, and then later in Jerusalem, they do not recognize him. Why would that be? Could it be because they didn't trust their own experience? Whatever it was that kept them from recognizing Jesus, when they finally paid attention to what was actually happening in their hearts, instead of what they thought should be happening, or instead of being overcome with fear, they were ready to see him. "Were not our hearts burning within us," they said, "while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" Perhaps the women were ready to accept the Easter message right away because they had nothing to lose. No power, no status, no security. Perhaps they were ready to accept the message because their hearts had been broken open. Like the women, we too have come this morning to the empty tomb. Each of us comes as we are today, right now, carrying our own burdens, whatever they may be. Some are light as spices. Some are heavy as deep grief. Some of us maybe can hardly put one foot in front of the other this morning. And some of us maybe are already almost dancing with the incredible message of joy. We come here carrying our deepest longings for new life in ourselves and in the world around us. Longings that God has awakened in us. We come here today because we believe, or we want to believe, that anything is possible with God. We come because we trust our own experience of new life in God, what our hearts are telling us. Or maybe because we believe the women's testimony and are ready to experience this joy for ourselves. Pay attention to your longing for God, because it is God working in you that gives you that longing. St. Augustine put it well, "My heart is restless, and it will not find rest until it finds its rest in you." It is God longing for you at the same time as you long for God. What would it mean for you to follow your deepest longings for a new life? We who are here this morning know how this story ends. But still, we are given a choice again and again. What do we do now with this incredible gift? The empty tomb calls us to joy. This joy, which is a gift from God, cannot be taken away. This joy endures through all our sorrows. This joy comes from letting go of our fear of death, which frees us to be fully alive. This joy is beyond words. It is best expressed in music, laughter, tears, dance. So this Easter, may you be filled with joy. May you live out of your longing for God, for new life. May this longing change you. May you live with joy and longing, and may your life shine with God. And as we leave the empty tomb, if we look very carefully, we may see a line of footprints dancing away. Footprints left many, many years ago by those faithful women. Footprints that beckon us to follow them in the great resurrection dance of joy.